stroke unit care is a basic standard of care. It's not something you should feel lucky if you get it. It should be the absolute minimum that a patient should get if they have a stroke. It's the only intervention that's deliverable to all stroke patients, and the evidence is very clear that patients admitted to properly configured stroke units have a considerably lower risk of dying or becoming permanently disabled. This is illustrated best by the fact that in the last decade, the number of stroke units nationally has gone from 1 to 23, and at the same time, stroke and stroke-related deaths have fallen in Ireland from 2,114 to 1,680. Now, there have been other reasons for that, but stroke unit care has been the absolute cornerstone of these improved outcomes. We're at a stage now where there's only one hospital and one set of people in the country that do not have access to this. There are some other acute hospitals that don't provide stroke unit care, but there's bypass so that patients can get that treatment if they require it, but that isn't accessible to patients in Donegal, and that's just wrong. It's costing lives and it has to stop, and we need an absolute guarantee that this is going to be a priority within the coming weeks and months.
And election or no election, this is something that needs to urgently be addressed, as the people in Donegal are being neglected by the government at the moment.
This isn't necessarily a government issue. This is something that is down to the HSE at national level. The neglect here is at national level. There's stroke services nationally, despite the fact that death rates have fallen. Stroke service has been starved of investment over the last few years, and the failure to provide a stroke unit in Donegal is a product of that neglect, and it's up to the hierarchy in the HSE to sort that out and for the next government to make that happen.